And welcome to Wolf Talk. This is TJ.
And I'm Wolf.
And we got to this
Bosch Nelson band.
Oh, sorry, I was cutting out the microphone. You know that always happens, right? As soon as we go live, I start freezing up. Sorry about that. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, except I had to reload my computer today. Other than that,
yeah, you're supposed to be the brains of this whole thing. Come on now.
Yeah, but I have a lot of stuff that goes haywire all the time. I have to use Apple for all this.
No, you're good.
Editing stuff. But...
How's it going, guys?
Another day in paradise. Oh,
thanks for having us.
Anytime.
Now I went ahead and I got a video of you guys. I was going to play like a little, maybe about a minute, 30 seconds or so of one of your music videos, just to give everyone an idea, kind of you guys' sound and everything. And then we'll come back and we'll keep talking.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right, one sec.
My hand, and then you slipped away, and I may never see your face again. So tell me how you feel the emptiness inside without love. What is life? Anyone who knew us both could see. Always were the better part of me. I never wanted to be this free, all this pain. When does it go away? Then every time I turn around, and you're nowhere to be found. I know I got a long, long way to go.
All right. So I just kind of wanted to start off with you guys. So what got you into this crazy, wanting to do music or in getting involved in all that?
Well, you want to go first, Johnny?
Oh, I think he's on mute. I
think you hit the mute. I'm unmuted now.
Get it together, people.
As you could see, I wasn't in that video, but I replaced the old guy that was shaking everything.
I was gonna say, were you
honestly? And the other guitar player, he got the boot too. So technically, just me and the bass player, the only two still from there. And then we got Johnny. We went from a 4-piece to a 3-piece.
Oh, okay.
So I started playing guitar when I was like 7 or 8, but I kind of like played it here and there, and then I would shy away from it because I also loved basketball. And like in middle school and high school, I was doing a lot of, you know, sports, so I went more towards sports. And then after high school, I had a breakup, and that's what Before I Can Say Goodbye is about. And then I really just started writing music, playing piano, playing guitar, and then doing shows, and been doing it for like 6-7 years now.
Yeah, you guys mentioned you guys are, you sounds like you guys are doing a lot of shows here and there, so it sounds like you guys can get out around out in your area quite a bit.
Yeah, every weekend we pretty much play somewhere. So
no, that's cool.
I'm blessed to be able to play some shows, you know.
Yeah. So where did your band's name come from? Where did that come from?
It's after me. I guess I'm stubborn like that.
Well, in high school we nicknamed him Bosch because his favorite team was the Miami Heat, and his favorite player at the time, Chris Bosh.
Bosh.
So we named everyone's been calling me Bosh. My last name's Nelson. I wanted to be called Nelson, but there's an 80s band out there already called Nelson, so I'm not trying to go through no lawsuits like
that. Yeah.
I'm trying to talk him into changing it to maybe just being Bosh one day.
Well, like Bush. Yeah.
Like Bush.
Yeah, like Bush.
Yeah, it'd be easy for people to remember that.
Yeah, just Bosh.
It's hard nowadays finding a band name that nobody's taken up somewhere else. Or
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Bosh Nelson's a safe haven.
He does have it in copyright. There's a whole story about that.
Yeah.
So Johnny, when did you come in the band?
Last year before probably like in the summer. I started music kind of late. I did drums when I was a little younger, but my brothers were very, I grew up around music. Like I went to my brother's, he was in a old band. They were called Templeton Zeal. Okay. They played all around here and shit. And then my other brother was in a band. I was going since I was like four.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Your brother, since you were little, you were watching your brothers, and we did a show last month, and his brothers came out and supported him. So kind of,
yeah, we have to watch us.
That's awesome. That's
cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, really cool thing.
So cool, have you got? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You go ahead. I was just going to ask if so you guys working on anything right now, or are you working on anything new, or you just been playing shows right now?
Right now, we're just kind of doing shows. We're scheduled to have about 50, 55 shows this year. So we're just...
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Our tour, we've only played that song one time. So that is a song that is kind of recent and new.
Yeah. So, and... I'm drawing a blank right now.
I seen like 3 videos for that song.
What, Before I Can Say Goodbye?
Yeah.
Before I Can Say Goodbye is our big song. Our tour is called You're Invited But Your Friend Can't Come. It's an unreleased song. Okay. So we've only played that.
I think that song is very good. Yeah, we played it one time at one of our shows so far.
So, but we obviously probably when we got some downtime this year, I told Johnny since we got 4 records out and none with him on it, I kind of want to see if we can write some songs together and see what we can do with him.
There you go.
So.
How many views did that song have? Just a question.
Say goodbye.
Yeah, over 250,000. So it's kind of like our cherry pie. So.
We end every night with that song when we go out.
Every show we end it with that. So.
It's our bread. I'm liking it more and more. I'm liking it more and more.
So. And Johnny doesn't like a lot of the sappy ballads and stuff, but I think it's growing on him.
I'm singing along sometimes and everything. So you know I like it.
Hopefully we're not going to get sued by Bud Light for having this on here.
No, they might sponsor us.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, might as well.
they're going to bring in the Bud Light trucks.
Yeah, no. At this point, we wouldn't be against any sponsors that want to reach out. So,
didn't they used to have Bud Light Girls?
That's as good as mine.
Maybe like in the old like 90s, 2000s commercials. I think maybe they do. If I remember,
I can see that.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember seeing anybody.
Bud Light Girls. Are you talking about the Playboy Girls again, Johnny?
No, not this time.
So you guys, so you said the main, you know, your band's kind of had a little bit of change up the last year and a half or so. You said so how's that kind of changed your dynamic with everybody? And
I feel like having Johnny in, I've known him since high school, and then Juan, the bass player, who's not here right now, but he was in that video that you showed from 2021. He's been in since 2020, so he's been in about 4 years, but those two are like my best friends, and it's kind of different having a band with full of your best friends instead of just playing with musicians, if it makes sense. So there's more chemistry there when you're on stage.
And yeah, there's definitely a lot more energy.
And that's why I said I'm looking forward to writing with Johnny, because the chemistry is there on stage, so it has to be there when we're writing songs too. So,
oh, for sure.
it's always nice getting to work with the people you like to be around too. So,
because my original lineup from 2017 or whatnot, we don't got to go too much into the drama or whatnot, but they were definitely not fun to work with. You know, I when you do a show, you enjoy having a couple beers, playing some music, and having your friends out there and stuff, and it just, when they were in it, it wasn't really a fun time.
I mean if you don't have fun, then what's the point? So that's the same thing.
Bosch, when I joined the band,
that's
what I told Bosch when I joined the band. I was like, I'm joining it, we're gonna have fun. That's the main thing, is us to have fun.
Yeah, I love it. After the first show, I gave Johnny some money after the show. He's like, whoa, we're getting paid for this? I never forget that.
I was almost paying for my tab, too.
Yeah, any more, you almost expect to have to pay to go play.
We played there, like, our last show, we played there, Drunken Uncle. And
yep, Drunken Uncle, dude, and they Mineral gave us our City
drinks for free that time. That was pretty cool. I got free fries, too. It must have been something good.
Yeah. So do you guys manage all your stuff yourselves, or do you have anyone that helps you with all that, or like your videos or your, you know, social media stuff?
We got a band manager. His name's Charlie. He's actually the county commissioner of Sandusky, for a fun fact. But he does the county commissioner stuff, and I guess he does us on the side. So, but he books our shows and stuff. We just show up wherever.
Well, he sounds like he's pretty good if he's getting you that many shows to play.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So we got a show in West Virginia in May that we're opening up for a Nashville artist, Eric Van Helton. So that's kind of cool. It's kind of a big deal for us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, our band's out of Virginia Beach, actually, so we're not too far from.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it looks like you're on mute, Wolf. I see the little. Okay, she's having issues, so I guess I'll.
Having one of those calls.
She's having probably something important with our not yet festival, or well, that's what we called it, our festival we're having in June. Because well, we made a joke because we didn't want it when we were brought it up in our podcast a few times. We're like, well, it's not yet, you know, it's not yet. No, well, now it is, but we went ahead and named it. Wolf of
Palooza
Not Yet Festival. So just
yeah. As long as we don't got a show, I'll definitely come out and check it out for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like we're really cool. Yeah, where you guys, I mean, I know you told me earlier, but tell everyone where you guys located out of.
I'm in Akron, Cuyahoga Falls, and then Johnny's that rock star musician always bouncing around.
Yeah, I'm in Chagrin right now, but we're based out of Akron, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally right where we're going to be. So, yeah, our band will be there and eight other artists. So, yeah, be all day.
So you guys are in Virginia right now doing this?
Well, 90% of the band is in Virginia Beach. I'm actually in Oklahoma. That's actually where the lead singer grew up, too. Like, we're cousins, but we grew up as brothers. Okay. So I'm a little
I apologize. Further away.
Oh, no problem.
It was an emergency at work. I'm sorry.
I lived in Virginia for a couple years.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice place. I mean, I have to go out there quite often, back and forth. But yeah, it's a pretty cool place.
Yeah, it's definitely way different than Ohio. I'll say that.
Yeah, just watch out when you drive there. Like,
dude, it's the first time I had a motorcycle was on that highway, man. Like 70. Oh, it's scary.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about there, but people just don't stop. They'll just run they'll just run you over right in the middle of the highway. Like and that's not even a joke. Like, you know, I live in Oklahoma and people drive here bad, but it was like a completely different thing when I'm up there. It was almost like I'm just like they were just like gunning for you, like it was bumper cars. Because I came from I got back from the airport and I was riding in an Uber back to the place, and I saw like three wrecks on the way there. The first trip I'd been out there, so yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Man, my first week living out there, I remember I was driving on the highway. I saw an old like Chevy Malibu driving past me. I was like, that car's gonna crash. I go like a mile and a half up the road. It's on fire because it was driving so fast.
Oh my god!
Fire on the side of the road. Like, damn.
That's crazy.
So, are you guys working on anything else other than your show? Or you got anything else you want to let everybody know that might have going on or coming up soon? Or,
like I said, if you got our Facebook page, Real Bosch Nelson Music, or our website, BoschNelsonMusic.com, it has all of our show dates. Right now, we're just kind of grinding on the tour right now, and then probably in the summer or fall, work on writing some songs. We got enough original material that we could probably play like a 5-6 hour show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. But what's frustrating at times... What's frustrating at times too is like Before I Can Say Goodbyes are like kind of bread and butter, and it's like that song people want to hear at shows live and they listen to it, but it's like I feel like lyrically I got so much better songs, but they don't get enough love and attention. It kind of it bugs the band sometimes, but also I mean, like our bass player's not here right now. He's like I'd rather be a one hit wonder than a no hit wonder. So
yeah, I definitely know how that can be. Like, it always seems like the one that you don't expect it will be the one everyone will cling to.
Yeah. Yep. That's how
we're going. High school sweetheart.
Yeah. Wrote about a girl I can't stand. Absolutely hate.
So, are you going out of state at all this year?
Yeah. May's our first out of state show. It's in Wheeling, West Virginia. Never been there. Don't know where it's at.
They have a lot of old country fest or something like that.
Yeah, we're opening for a country artist, Eric Van Houten, with someone else too. So, and then probably we're playing, I think, in Pittsburgh in July or something. But yeah, we got some out of state stuff coming in too.
Well, that's awesome.
So, yeah. Oh, I actually have a connection to Pittsburgh too. Our lead guitar player's from Pittsburgh, so that's kind of like our second. That's where we go to record all our stuff, because we have a Grammy awarding producer that's out there. So we always go out there to record our electric stuff. Yeah, so we're out there quite a bit, usually two or three times a year at least.
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
But yeah, we'll definitely have to get you guys on. And if you guys have anything new upcoming you want to promote or not, just let us know, and we'll have you back.
Yeah,
we'll definitely post it.
Hell yeah. That was a lot of fun.
For sure.
Oh, thanks again for having us, guys.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah, it's our pleasure. Yeah, I mean, that's what we try to do. We just try to bring attention to all these independent artists so everyone can hear the music that they haven't got a chance to listen to yet, and, you know, kind of build that community together. So.
Oh, yeah, but definitely come on and hang out at Wolfapalooza, Not Yet Festival.
Yeah, June 22nd. Yeah, we'll be there. Me and her will be sitting up front talking the whole time, pretty much.
Awesome. Hell yeah. But before you guys go, is there any way you can play one of our new songs by chance?
I'd have to download it. I'd have to get the link from you and go, and then go grab it and pull it back in. So if you guys have something we can talk about while I do that for a couple of minutes, then I can.
We can talk about anything.
Okay, sure. Just send me the link in the little private chat that's over there in the corner.
Okay.
Yep. I can advertise my wrestling.
You wrestle?
Yeah, professional wrestling, RCW. Rubber City Wrestling. Check that out on Facebook, guys. Whoever's viewing. Do some badass stuff.
He's a man of many talents.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, my main job, I'm a mechanic.
Yeah, so anyway, when this the Not Yet Festival, we merged with the rollerblading, not rollerblade, but roller,
roller derby, right?
Yeah. Roller derby. Yeah.
Which neither one of us are really that familiar with roller derby.
Yeah, I never really watched any of that, so I don't know.
Oh, that's sweet.
Apparently, it's a pretty big thing there, though. I guess every year.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing is what, because I work at Dollar General, and I gave out 20 flyers today, right? And when I talked to them, I told them I merged with the roller derby, and they were like, "Oh, I know somebody that does that. I know one of the members." And I'm like, "Okay."
It's probably a great way to take out aggression. It's probably like hockey, but without the sticks. It's like smacking each other.
All right. Well, that's cool to, I guess it's like the roller derby. I don't know. They're going for the cup, I guess.
Like a tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. That'll be really cool. Are you guys having, is there going to be one main stage at the festival?
I sent two.
Yeah. Obviously, the arena part is the derby, and then I'm renting a stage for the bands.
Oh, that'll be sweet. Nine different bands?
Yeah. By the way, TJ, I talked to Ryan Daniel today.
Yeah.
He wants me to get at least a 24... over 20, at least a 24, or if not more, wide or long.
Oh, okay.
No, he's only doing that because he could set up his equipment and push it back in the morning. And then that, and then when he goes to play, it's already there. It's already.
Okay. I think I got the video. So hold on. Let me pull it up here.
Excellent. That was quick.
Well, that's why I'm the tech guy, I guess.
Oh, some summer nights. I like it.
Sitting around by the bonfire, hanging out with my friends. I got my girlfriend, don't want this night to end. It's finally summer, so let's live it up like there's no tomorrow. Summer nights, let's get this party started. Summer nights, we're all living free, baby. Make the best memories, make the best for every opportunity. Life's too short to worry. Summertime, so we'll get away tonight, yeah. Here we are, getting into all kinds of trouble. I'm wondering what's gonna be next. My buddies, they can be a little crazy. Not as crazy as I want them to be.
All right. Yeah, it didn't take very long to download that.
Look at that. Bravo. But yeah, that's the first track off for a new album, The Way Life Goes. That's like just a good summer, like feel-good anthem, you know?
There you go.
So. Yeah, I posted the link too in the comments so everyone can check it out.
Good. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
No problem. Well, it's a pleasure having you guys on. Yeah, we'll definitely have to have you back. And if you got any more new music or anything you want to promote, we'll put it out there for you.
Sounds sure. Good. Thank you. Thank you guys again.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Oh yeah.
Appreciate it so much.
Well, this has been Wolf Talk. Now, Sunday, we will be back with the Sons of Divide podcast. It's another special episode because we're going to be talking all about the Not Yet Festival. So we'll see you guys.
Wolfapalooza.
Yeah, Wolfapalooza. Yeah, it's Wolfapalooza, Not Yet Festival. So, yeah, to be technical. So, well, we'll see you guys next time. Hey, thanks for guys for coming on. We'll
Thank
have you. You guys next
Thank
time.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. God bless. And can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, yes. We'll see you there.
Awesome, right. Guys. Thank you.
No problem. All right, we'll see you guys later. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.